Hello and welcome to our second episode of Aleph English Podcast.
Today we are talking about, wait for it, crime.
Okay, shall I? Don't get too excited.
Okay, let's start, shall we?
Let's do so. The first item is a phrasal verb, get away with something.
Okay, so what does that mean?
It means to do something bad and not be punished for it.
Can you put that in a sentence?
Yeah, sure. The criminals know how to steal something and get away with it.
Thanks. The second item is also a phrasal verb, break in or into somewhere, and it means to enter somewhere by force, usually to steal something.
And the example is?
Ah, yes. Thieves broke in and stole £10,000 worth of computer equipment.
Mm-hmm. The next item is also a phrasal verb, and it is to be let off, and it means not to be punished at all or be punished less than expected. And an example for that would be, because he was a member of the royal family, he was let off.
Alright, so the next item is not a phrasal verb, it's actually an idiom, behind bars. And it means in prison. For example, the murderer is now safely behind bars.
Now here's an idiom for you. To be caught red-handed. And it basically means to be caught while committing a crime. And here's an example. He was caught red-handed taking money from the safe.
Alright, this brings us to the next item, which is a noun, theft, which is a general word for stealing, and an example for that would be, there have been a number of thefts in the area.
Okay, Shaya, our next item is a useful collocation, and it is petty crimes. That means crimes that are not very serious, for example, stealing things that are not very valuable.
Okay, so what's the next item?
Well, the next item is a noun, and it is felony. And the definition is, a serious crime such as murder.
Would you put that in a sentence?
Yeah, sure. He pleaded guilty of 6 felonies.
But I gotta tell you, I mean, I really feel sorry for the guy.
Oh, you and me both.
So our next word is exhilarating, and it's an adjective. When something is exhilarating, it makes you feel happy, excited, and full of energy.
Here's an example. The feeling you get before you commit a crime can be quite exhilarating. And this brings us to the last item, which is a phrase. To be a victim of crime.
So can you explain more?
Well, somebody who is a victim of crime is harmed by a crime such as a robbery, murder, and so on and so forth.
Okay, so that's all about it.
Yeah, let's move on to the second part now.
Tell me, Mahmoud, when was the last time you watched a crime movie?
A crime movie? I think it was around 2 months ago. I watched the movie John Wick, which was a great movie. How about you?
Well, if I have to pick a very good one, that has got to be The Ocean's 11, the one with Brad Pitt and George Clooney.
Oh yeah, I watched that too. What did you like about it?
Well, it's kind of embarrassing because I've always wanted to become a professional thief, and these guys were actually pretty close to my mental image. They got away with breaking into the vault of the Bellagio, a famous casino in Las Vegas, and robbing clean.
Sounds like a great movie.
It really is. What crimes would you commit if you knew you would get away with them?
I'm more interested in petty crimes, so I'm pretty sure I wouldn't commit a serious crime or a felony.
Yeah, I guess felonies like murder or drug trafficking bring families a lot of pain and suffering, so I can see your point.
So, according to what you said about the movie, The Ocean's 11, if you could commit a crime that you could get away with, you would commit theft, right?
That's right.
Would you also like to mug people and steal their money?
Oh no. I wouldn't want to become a mugger, because I was mugged once in our own alley, and let me tell you, it wasn't a pleasant experience at all. Though I have to tell you, they wanted my phone, but I didn't give it to them and started shouting, at which point they called me crazy and got in the box and got away. I would really like to see them behind bars though.
Sorry to hear that. Fortunately, I've never been a victim of crime, which is quite amazing because Tehran's crime rate has increased dramatically over the past few years.
You know what? I think a lot of theft is taking place in Tehran these days. I see it because you can find a lot of videos in the social media in which the thieves are caught red-handed on camera.
Tell you what, I guess it's more about the excitement you get out of committing a crime rather than the crime itself. So for example, if I stole some money from a store, I'm pretty sure that I would feel a rush of adrenaline, which can be exhilarating.
I've got to confess, I secretly enjoy it when I read a piece of news where somebody who has committed fraud is let off, where they should have been sent to prison. I don't know, maybe it's because we all secretly like to do something illegal. Don't you sometimes feel the same?
I sometimes do, yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. Don't forget to check out our website, www.alephenglish.com.
Hope you have enjoyed our episode. If you'd like to learn about the courses we have at Aleph Language Institute, please contact us at this number, 22552541.
Till next time, take good care of yourself.